PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us today on this, the 6th of March. Yes, it's amazing. Spring seems to be just around the corner. Now, in case you haven't heard me mention this before, now, I may say it is the 6th of March, but you may be hearing this show on a different date. So, don't get alarmed and don't write in saying, "Keith, you're wrong. The date is not the 6th of March, it's the 2nd. Yes, so don't do that. I think you get the general idea. Anyway, yes, spring is just around the corner. And I thought we'd begin with a song about sun. Bob Marley and the Wailers from the album Kaya with Sun is Shining.
You to know I'm a rainbow.
Bob Marley, sun is shining, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Yes, spring is just around the corner. Mind you, there are some parts of the world that still have very, very cold temperatures and are even getting snow. Now, we're sort of lucky here. Well, I say lucky. Many people would say lucky because we don't have the snow, but we just have this god-awful rain, which actually has kind of vanished. And last weekend, I decided to take full advantage of the sunny weather. So I got up and hadn't been cycling for a few weeks because the weather was so bad. So I went cycling rather far, was kind of getting carried away, and then realized I was 67 kilometers from home, just around 67 kilometers. And then I thought, well, now time to go back. Well, the next day, I had aches and pains everywhere. But then the next day, I got up and just did the same thing. But it happens, actually. If you know, anybody who does exercise on a regular basis will know that when you stop for too long a period and then start up again, you start getting aches and pains everywhere, but then that kind of goes away. So, I do have a trip planned this weekend. Where am I going to go? I still don't know yet. And I like to keep it that way. I sort of just like picking up a map, pointing my finger down and saying, ooh, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here, you see. Yes, yes. Anyway, should be a lot of fun. Okay. Time now for more music. And today's music is going to be, well, fun and happy. Well, it always is fun and happy, but today more so because it is just so beautiful outside. Like I said, spring is on the way. Ray Conniff, Billy Butterfield from the album Just Kidding Around. And heartaches. Ray Conniff on trombone, Billy Butterfield on trumpet from the album Just Kidding. Is it? Yeah, Just Kidding Around, late 50s on Columbia Records. And the two of them were playing Heartaches. Now, every summer, here on PCJ Radio International, we like to bring a series of special summer programs. And we did this last year, and we're going to be doing it again this year. This is for July and August. Now, we're still putting the details together of what those programs will be, but as soon as we do, they will be made available at our website, www.pcjmedia.com, so stay tuned for that. Now, some of the partner stations who are listening to this program right now and other programs from PCJ, during the course of the year, we bring special programs that are not heard on PCJ, but only through our partner stations. Some of these can be archival programs from various other broadcasters, and we're doing that this year as well. We have some really interesting ones coming up, so stay tuned to your local station, be it FM or AM. And if you don't know, maybe call them up and say, hey, I heard about some special programs. Can you get them for the period of time that they are available? You know, because there's only so much. We make the programs available. And if a station, a partner station wants to use it, they can. If they don't, well, they don't. But, you know, you can also try to intervene, you know, put your influence on it as well. All right. Jim Crochet, Bad Bad, Leroy Brown. Jim Crochet, Bad Bad, Leroy Brown. This week, as you probably gathered, as we're now almost 60 minutes into the program, and trying to keep my chat a little bit shorter, because last week we actually, I don't know what happened, we didn't end up playing that much music on the program, so I'll keep it shorter today. There is something you should look out for, and here's Peter Anthony Holder to tell you all about it.
The Spectrum Monitor is a monthly electronic magazine covering shortwave, amateur radio, scanning, satellites, Wi-Fi, and vintage radio, which is available for any device capable of opening a PDF file.
Rory 105, which is Peter 222 Journal.
Speed 220, Rory 105.
The Spectrum Monitor also covers amateur radio satellites, maritime and military monitoring on shortwave, reviews of receivers, scanners, and software used for shortwave, and more. Annual subscriptions for 12 issues is only $24, with individual monthly issues available for $3 each. If you're already a subscriber, you can renew your subscription by clicking on the Sign Up for 2015 button. MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and PayPal are accepted. For more details, visit our website at www.thespectrummonitor.com.
Well, that, of course, was Peter Anthony Holder, host of the Stuff File program, heard on PCJ Radio International. And he was telling us a little bit about the Spectrum Monitor. Now, the Spectrum Monitor is the new name of what used to be called Monitoring Times. Now, those who had a subscription to the magazine knew that, know that every so often I would write for the Monitoring Times. And I also continue to write for the Spectrum Monitor. Now, I haven't written in a few months because of other commitments, and I just haven't had the time. But the latest article that I have written in the Spectrum Monitor, which is available now, is about the Radio Netherlands Archives. Yes, it's about the Radio Netherlands Archives. And if you'd like to read this article, as well as the other articles that are in the magazine, all you need to do is go to thespectrummonitor.com, thespectrummonitor.com, and get a subscription to it. Actually, it isn't. It really isn't that much. Each issue is around, I think it's around $3, but you can get a 1-year subscription, which is $24. So $24 for 12 issues. And you can read my articles as well as other articles as well. And it's like I said, it's not just about shortwave. It's all about all forms of communication. And do go and check it out. And even look at the free copies that are available, because it is a very, very interesting magazine. It is available as an e-format. So once a month you get a link to download the PDF file of the magazine. So do go check it out, thespectrummonitor.com, and the latest article that I have written for them about the Radio Nederland Archives. Time for music again. Yes, music again. Al Hurt and a hit of his called Java. Can you name the television show that also used it as their ending sig tune? Java there, performed by Al Hurt and his orchestra. Now, before we play that, I asked the question. The question was, what is the name of the BBC program that used that as the end sig tune? Now, this is a program that was on in the UK for many years, and it was also seen around the world, and was dubbed into various different languages. The program was called, do you know? Oh, hey, don't tell me. It was an after-school program called Vision On, and it was a children's television program, and it was specifically targeting the children who were deaf or deaf or hard of hearing. So many of the segments in the program were visual, and a lot of good slapstick comedy in the program, which was a lot of fun. And also, they would use sign language. Now, if you want to see what Vision On is and or what it was when it was on, you actually just go to YouTube and just put Vision On, V-I-S-I-O-N, on, Vision On, two words, BBC Television or BBC Television Children's Program, and you'll see a number of links to it. One of the cast members of that show did go on to something big later on. Sylvester McCoy, who is one of the actors that played the Doctor in the original Doctor Who series, the second to the last Doctor, or the last Doctor of the series, well, the original series, I mean, is actually in the series Vision On, Sylvester McCoy, doing all kinds of slapstick humor. It's a lot of fun to go and watch. Okay, time for music again. You see, I'm trying to keep my talks a little short today. Herman's Hermits, No Milk Today.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that I've been? Behind the door where my love reigned a scream. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn out into day. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town. Becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn out into day. As music played, the faster did we dance. We felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace there had been? Behind the door where my love reigned as queen. No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for a symbol of the dawn. Symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been? Behind the door where my love reigned as queen. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn out into day. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town. All that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town.
Herman's Hermits and No Milk Today, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Every now and again, people will write me saying, are you the same Keith that was on China Radio International? And the answer to that is yes. Now, in case you didn't know, I worked at China Radio International for a number of years for both the international service, where I hosted a program called Real Time China that was broadcast outside of China, and I also worked for the domestic national service of CRI, CRI Music. And every day I presented a music program from 2 until 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. Saturday nights from 6 to 8 p.m., a world music program. And then a jazz show on Sunday evenings, also from 6 to 8. One of my good friends at the radio station was Rick O'Shea. Actually, we're still good friends. We still talk actually quite a bit. And he hosted the late night program called Joy FM, which at the time was one of the most listened to foreign language radio programs in China, with around 15 million listeners a night. And I know it sounds very strange to maybe people that don't work in radio, but you know, you go to many parts of the world, in countries like China, Vietnam, even North Korea actually has one, Taiwan, Thailand, Cambodia, India, Sri Lanka, they all have stations that broadcast in English. Of course, China is no different, the largest being CRI Music, which is part of China Radio International, which is broadcast around China on medium wave, FM, and of course, shortwave. And Rick is an interesting guy, and I thought we would have him on the program because he wrote a book last year called Radio Chopsticks. How appropriate a name. You work in radio in China and you call your book Radio Chopsticks. Well, here's my little conversation with Rick O'Shea, who was one of my buddies at China Radio International.
CRI English. It's them all.
你 how are you, my baby?
From Beijing, for China, this is Joy FM.
收音机前的朋友，你 How are you? 欢迎来到 CRI Music 晚间时段带给你的欢乐调频。
Yes, welcome to our program of Joy FM. 我是李克 I am Rick, R-I-C-K, Rick. With Jade, we say, 你 How are you? Our bilingual greeting for our Joy FM family.
他所说的 Jade 就是我的另外一个名字，王璐加李克，再加上收音机前的每一个朋友，今天晚上的聚会就到齐了。让我们共同投身于 Coco 李玟所为我们描述的一种疯狂状态 ,So crazy.
Ladies and funky gentlemen, this is the Coco Lee track. The Coco Lee track. Check it out.
You're what I would call a real radio guy. You've been in many different aspects of radio, not just working as an on-air presenter, but also as a programmer. When you were growing up in the U.S., and we'll get to the work that you've done here in Asia, but the work that you started off doing, was this something that you always dreamed of doing? I mean, were you one of those kids growing up in the bedroom would talk into a toy tape recorder at the age of 10 thinking, this is what I want to do?
Good question. No. It was never anything that I thought I would ever do. I was not one of those guys who wanted to be in radio. I didn't want to be, I used to listen to a lot of radio. Growing up in Detroit, great musical place to grow up with rock and Motown, soul, we had everything. And no, I did not want to be in radio. I had no idea about it.
So what happened then? What was it that sparked your interest to going into this very, the only word I can think of is crazy career?
I'm glad you asked, because I've got a book coming out later this year that explains all of that. It's a book about my life, and it's a real story about how I got into radio, how I listened to radio, how I got into it, how I stayed in radio, and how I ended up going from Detroit to Beijing, with stops along the way for a few years in Shanghai and also in Hong Kong and Taipei and Hawaii and Florida. So it's actually all in my book. It's all a matter of fate. The real story is I got into radio I was listening to a radio station in Florida, and they sucked. They were terrible. So they said, we need people to come here and sell radio advertising. And I went to the station because now I knew where they were. And now I knew the location. I walked in there. I said, I don't really want to work here. I don't want a job as a salesperson. I just want to tell you, you guys suck. There's only two stations in this area, and you both are terrible. So I just came in here to file my verbal complaint, and that's how I got into radio. They hired me on the spot.
So what happened? Did they basically say to you, well, you think you know it all? Okay, come and work for us.
Actually, what they said is we're going to improve the sound of our station. You've got good ears. You know what you're listening to. And we're going to improve it. We've got some guys coming down. We want you to join us as a salesperson. And would you consider that rather than the job that you're doing outside surveying land, which I really enjoyed, actually, in Florida? And I took the job.
So you went from being a land surveyor to a broadcaster. There's no connection there, is there?
No, I didn't. You know, sometimes you take jobs that are not your career. I'm sure you've had that along the way also, Keith, where you take the job because you need the job, you need the money, but you know there's something else on the other side of that. It's not that I wanted to be a surveyor, but I loved living in Florida, being outside every day, taking coconuts off of the trees, and driving around measuring land and looking for little pieces of metal that were planted like 100 years ago that tell the location of the land.
Puff Daddy, featuring Faith Evans and a lot of people. I'll be missing you. Puff Daddy, currently known as P. Diddy, on Joy FM, Rick and Jade.
快乐音乐转不停，每天晚上送出与 CRI Music 的欢乐调频。
Words and music. Later on in this hour, Jade will take a look at a song from the number one album on the Billboard charts. The album is called Weathered from Creed, and the song is My Sacrifice.
来自主义合唱团的一首最新的单曲 My Sacrifice, 选自他们当然是刚刚出版不久的专辑，不过成绩已经让所有人刮目相看，在公告牌杂志专辑榜的第一名位置已经连续停留了八周。稍后在词曲单元当中，我们就要给大家放大这首单曲 My Sacrifice.
And words and music will appear later on in this hour of joy.
让我们共同期待吧。
Right now, the latest from Shaggy, who performed in Beijing last year. This is Dance and Shout, Shaggy on Joy, baby.
During the 30 years, because you've mainly worked in commercial radio, you've probably seen a lot of changes. I mean, even now, in 2011, we've noticed that radio is going through a transition period, because nowadays we have podcasts, we have the internet, there's so many other means for delivery, including on iPhones, on all kinds of smartphones, the iPad, sure, and everything. What has been the major transition that you have seen?
The major transition that I've seen for in these days from the old days, in the old days, you had a definite audience. And these days, you don't have that definite audience because there's so much going on around us that we don't think about it. But actually, the change is there's much more competition. For myself, I can listen to MP3. I can listen to internet radio. So radio that used to be kind of like TV as a major source of entertainment is now, you've got to be more creative to get an audience. You've got to give me a reason to go from my MP3, from my podcast, from things like that. You've got to give me a reason to go to the radio. And that's the difference. Before, you had a built-in audience. Even the mobility of radio, where people listen in their cars and people say, oh, I listen to the radio. I listen when I'm driving. Other times, do they go home and do they listen to the radio? That's the point. And programmers of radio have not really addressed this. And that's why it's kind of falling apart in many places in the world.
Now, something that we see around the world, and it's quite common in places like the United States and Canada and even some parts of Western Europe, is you will have, let's say, we'll take an example in the U.S. We could take maybe Clear Channel, for example. Mm-hmm. I have heard this myself, where you can be, let's say, in New York. You could be talking to somebody in Los Angeles. You will hear the same program and the same piece of music. It's sort of, as somebody described it, like radio turning into like a fast food chain. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a good thing, or has radio lost something that did make it special?
I think radio lost a lot of the magic that made it special. And they're afraid to really, they're really afraid to do things. They're afraid that they're going to lose the little audience that they have. And that's just a downhill situation. I think people who do like satellite radio or like the radio that you're doing, you know, reaching around the world, it's much different because you make it so that people will want to listen to it rather than the fast food approach to radio of it all sounding about the same and who cares. And they're afraid to sometimes people, I think they're really afraid to try to get an audience, to really take a chance, to be on the edge, because the rest of it I can get without stupid DJs. I can listen to all the songs that I want without somebody coming in between saying, now we have a request from Vero Beach, you know, and who cares? You know, what I want is more, I want better information from the radio.
Well, you know, something that was recently said to me, which actually is true, there were two types of people that were on air. There were the DJs that just spewed out gobbledygook. And yep. Then there were the strong on-air personalities. And it seems that nowadays, the strong on-air personalities is a lost art. I mean, there were so many great talents who were fantastic on air.
Sure. Well, it is kind of a lost art. Actually, what it really boils down to is the bottom line. I think radio stations are just barely surviving. They're not as strong as they used to be. And to survive, they're trying to spend less money on personalities and less money on their programming. And they're happy to be on the air. You know, radio station is like a piece of property. If you hold on to it long enough, the value may go up. But it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes the value goes down. If you've got an AM radio station someplace, you better be, you know, you're barely holding on to it. Because I don't have an AM radio in my collection of radios. I don't have an AM radio. I barely have an FM radio. So radio is definitely, it's being challenged by other media and other things to grab your ears. The same thing with TV and movies. Do I have to go to a movie? No, I can buy the DVD. I can rent the DVD and I can stop it and make a coffee and come back to it. How nice. And the screens are bigger at home. So, you know, the electronic communication, the electronic entertainment is going through a major change. And if a radio station can change, cool. If they can't change, they just go downhill.
Eventually, you left the United States and ended mm-hmm. up in Taiwan, where I'm right. sitting right now. How did that happen? Did you just wake up one day and say, you know, I've never been to Asia. I think I'm going to go get a radio gig in Asia.
No, it didn't work like that at all. Actually, I woke up one day, and the true story is I had a newspaper, and I was in between radio jobs. You know how that goes. And in between radio jobs, I was looking at a newspaper on the beach in Hawaii, and the page flew open like in a movie. And it flew to this, the pages opened up to the classifieds. And, you know, we don't find radio jobs in the classifieds. But it flew to the classifieds, and it said, radio announcer wanted Taipei. So I went down the next day, I applied, and they hired me on the spot. And then a few weeks later, I flew from Hawaii, packed up everything, and went to Taiwan. I needed a job. Basically, I needed a gig, man.
You know, that sounds pretty much like my story and how I ended up in Cuba. And actually, something that we should mention, that you and I were both Sagittarius, and our birthdays are the same.
Yours is on the 9th?
I'm on the 9th. Right? Yeah. We're separated at birth, probably. We're probably twins. So you ended up in Taiwan, and when you came here, because Taiwan is a very different radio market, it probably was then as well. Was it shocking for you, or was it for you the same?
It wasn't as shocking as it might be if I had flown from Florida to Taiwan. But I had that in-between stop of 3 years in Hawaii, and Hawaii is such a racial mix with many Chinese and Japanese and Philippine, that the Asian aspect to a living place, I had already experienced it, and I actually liked it. So it wasn't as drastic of a change as one might think, although it was quite a difference, that's for sure.
Was the audience any different?
I think the audience was in a way the same, and in a way a little bit different. They just loved listening to English radio in Taiwan. And since we were the source of English radio, it had been the Armed Forces radio, and then it changed to the station that it is right now. And it was a chance for the Chinese to learn and listen to English, which is exactly what they wanted to do. So we gave it in a form of, this is not an English class. This is not we didn't speak like, hello, good morning. It was much more, they wanted to hear a natural way, a natural usage of English. So that's what we did.
I And then when you arrived in Taiwan, was your idea to maybe just stay here in Asia for a couple of years?
No, my idea was to stay for 1 year.
For 1 year?
Yeah, I had a one-year contract, and I thought maybe I'll go for 2 years. But in fact, I had a job offer in Hong Kong.
And how long have you been in Asia now?
more than 30 years. Actually, more than half my life so far.
So you went then from Taiwan to Hong Kong, which then was mm-hmm. still a British colony. Mm-hmm. What was it like working in radio then? Because Hong Kong has an amazing radio history.
It was very cool because I worked on an AM station on commercial radio. I worked there for about 11 years. And then after that, I went to the new FM bilingual station, which was much better because it wasn't all English. It was half and half English and Chinese. So we were entering the main market, and it's kind of fun to be in the main market rather than the fringe market, which only English radio is and was in Hong Kong.
You spent 15 years in Hong Kong. And then you ended up in China. Was your plan just to visit all the major centers in Asia? What was going on here?
I never had a plan to move to the mainland at all. It was never anything that I considered. But one day, a guy said, you know, we have a program on the mainland. And it's made in Hong Kong. But we're now going to make it in Shanghai. So, do you want to move to Shanghai and move away from Hong Kong? And that program was Joy FM, a bilingual program that was on every night. And I accepted the offer because the station I had worked at in Hong Kong was turning into a financial station. So they were taking away the music and the bilingual approach. So it was the perfect time to leave Hong Kong. But it was an offer that was made to me over dinner one night. And that's how I ended up on the mainland. It was not something I ever thought about, ever.
Now, you did Joy FM for a very long time. And, you know, I was talking recently with a radio programmer in Kitchener, Ontario. And I said, you know, you could be doing a radio show in China and have maybe 5 million listeners, which in China is considered a small audience.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Which is considered a small audience. I mean, Joy FM, it's amazing when we worked together at China Radio International, and I spent 8 years in Beijing. I was impressed at how many people knew Joy FM.
Well, you know, when you're here and when you do a program that really fits the market and leads the market, then you've got something special, and we tried for that. Well, there was a purpose. We actually wanted to do that. We weren't just filling space in between songs. We wanted people to have something fresh, new, creative, and innovative. And I think that's where we brought it during the 11 years that I was on Joy FM. And amazingly, it was on every single night. How many radio programs are on every night?
And that's seven days a week.
Yeah, you know, I think give the audience a break, man. It's nice to come back on Monday and say, well, I had a great weekend. Let me tell you about it. But it was on continuously for 11 years, every single night. So, you know, new things in radio, and they don't do things the same here as they might somewhere else.
Clark, good to hear from you. Thanks for the email. 7 days, here's the latest from Craig David on Joy FM.
Conversation with Rick O'Shea, one of my former colleagues from China Radio International. Rick's book, by the way, Radio Chopsticks, is available as a PDF. And just do a search on Google and you will find it. All right. We are nearly out of time. Oh, actually, before I do that, I just want to respond to questions actually that have been coming in about CRI. Because you're all from, everybody, of course, they say, yeah, we're familiar with China Radio International, but we didn't know much about the domestic service. And do you have clips of programs from the domestic service? The answer to that is yes, I do. And let me see what I can dig up and put together as a series of clips from the domestic side of CRI. So I'll try to get that for you as soon as possible. Okay, I think now we should end. Before we go, if you want to get in touch with us and let us know how you heard the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very, very simple. It's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Once again, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program as well as all past editions of the show, as well as other programs from PCJ, by visiting our website at any time, pcjmedia.com. And of course, don't forget to look for us on Facebook, because on Facebook we put a number of updates from upcoming programs. Just go to, what is it again? Oh yes, PCJ Radio International on Facebook. I don't know what happened. I was kind of forgetting it there for a moment. So yes, that's all you need to do. Very, 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 very simple. I'm actually quite surprised at how much music I was able to fit in today's program, because last week I was just doing way too much talking. But the funny thing is, I don't remember anything about last week's show. Mind you, I don't even remember what happened a minute ago. What did I say a minute ago? I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Okay, we're going to leave you today with a singer who is known all around the world. And everybody knows many of his songs. He was a phenomenal songwriter. He wrote songs like Leaving on a Jet Plane, Rocky Mountain High, This Old Guitar, Take Me Home, Country Roads, Thank God I'm a Country Boy. And of course, I'm speaking about John Denver. Now, something that Americans who are listening to the program right now, because John Denver is from the United States, may not know, is that he was extremely popular in Asia. Yes, he was extremely popular in Asia, and still is today. And the reason is, many of his songs and a lot of his music is actually used to teach English. Funny, isn't that? Who would have thought? Yes, you can go to English language schools throughout China and Taiwan, Singapore, and other places, and you'll see classrooms of students reading the lyrics to songs from John Denver. Anyway, the song that we're going to take a listen to today is from an album called Take Me Home, The John Denver Story. It's called Flying For Me. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Well, I guess that you probably know by now, I was one who wanted to fly. I wanted to ride on that arrow of fire right up into heaven. And I wanted to go for every man, every child, every mother of children. I wanted to carry the dreams of all people right up the stars. And I prayed that I'd find an answer there, or maybe I would find a song giving a voice to all of the hearts that cannot be heard. And for all of the ones who live in fear, and all of those who stand apart, my being there would bring us a little step closer together. flying for me. They were flying for everyone. They were trying to see the brighter day for each and everyone. They gave us their light. They gave us their spirit and all they could be. They were flying for me. They were flying for me. And I wanted to wish upon the Milky Way, and that's upon a falling star. I wanted to give myself and free myself and join myself with it all. Given the chance to dream, it can be done. The promise of tomorrow is real. Children of spaceship Earth, the future belongs to us all. She was flying for me. She was flying for everyone. She was trying to see a brighter day for each and everyone. She gave us her light. She gave us her spirit and all she could be. She was flying for me. They were flying for me. They were flying for everyone. They were trying to see a brighter day for each and everyone. They gave us their light. They gave us their spirit.